Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Oh, beautiful. For heroes proved. In liberating strife.
A couple of national treasures there, ladies and gentlemen. Leave that up, Randall. The song and the singer. Oh, beautiful for spacious sighs coming out of the mouth of Ray Charles.
Mercy more than life.
Here it is.
America.
Wow. Welcome back, my friends. 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm just getting a chill listening to him sing that. I can listen to that all day long. I'm a big Ray Charles fan, and of course, you know, I'm an unabashed, out-of-control patriot. So this is a big day for me, the 4th of July, America's Independence Day. Warts and all, sins and all of our dirty laundry, lay it all out there and put it on the balance sheet. Lay it on the scale. Put it on the right side of the scale. Lay all of it up there on top of the scale. Pick it out. I don't care. Get some help. Take a month. Lay all of America's stuff out on the right side there and put it on the scale. And then let's take 30 minutes and identify the good that America has done and put that on the scale. Maybe not even 30 minutes. How about 8 minutes? How about 90 seconds? Won't even compare. Warts and all, sins, all of our sins, all of our dirty laundry, America is still the greatest nation in the world, the benefactor nation, the donor nation, not only in our resources, but in our blood. As Colin Powell said, we're the only nation that ever conquered a nation, and when we left, we gave the nation, the land back to the country we conquered and only asked for enough land to bury our dead. No other country's ever done that. America. I'm a patriot. I'm proud to be a patriot. I hope you are, too. It's the 4th of July. It's America's birthday. It's a great day, and people are celebrating all over the world, not just Americans either. So I'm glad you're here. This is my 21st consecutive live 4th of July show, and we don't talk about business here on these days. And I have another topic I want to talk about. It's just you and me, by the way. One more segment, just you and me. Rich Galen will be up in a little bit. Thank you. You'll be grateful. He'll be here to dilute me a little bit. But I want to talk about why I think President Trump will choose a woman to replace Supreme Court Justice Kennedy. I think he'll choose a woman, and I've got several reasons for that. Number one, I think the next Supreme Court justice is going to be a conservative. It's going to be a contextualist. It's going to be a strict constructionist of the Constitution. So we know that. He gets to do that. That's his world. And just as Obama chose his. So that would make 5 likely conservatives. And they would all be men. I don't think that's the optics. I hate to say it this way. I know it's a little bit impolitic in a way to say it like this, but I think it would probably be there are arguments that are going to come before the court that there needs to be a female conservative voice to argue, even whether they win or not, whether they're in the majority or not. There needs to be a female voice on that side. So I think that's one reason he'll pick a woman. Another reason he'll pick a woman, I think, is because not the hardcore left, people on the left, because they're going to come after any conservative, regardless of gender, but it'll be harder for the opposition to push against a woman. Again, not all the way on the left, but in the middle, in the independent side. More independence. It'll be harder for them to push against a female judge than it would be a male judge. And I think that's a tactical reason why. And you know, let's face it, let's be honest. It's choosing a judge is oftentimes a somewhat of a chess game. So I think that's one of the reasons why he'll choose a woman, because the Democrats will have a harder time opposing that. Another reason is because later, if he has 8 years, if President Trump has 8 years, maybe not even 8 years, he'll replace, you know, Ginsburg is in her 80s. And God bless her, I hope she lives to be 180, but you know, the odds are that she'll be replaced maybe in the next 3 to 8 years. And that will then he will, because he's already put a woman on the bench, he would be able, if he needed to, he could replace Ginsburg with a man. He would be able to avoid that argument. And here's the final reason why I think he'll choose a woman. Because there are two highly qualified females, two highly qualified women jurists on his list that are just as qualified and completely deserve them to be chosen. This wouldn't be some kind of quota situation. The two women who are on his list, if you go back and look at them, nobody would say, well, they got the job because they were a woman and he needed to choose a woman. They got the job because they're qualified. So there's four or five reasons why I'm predicting that President Trump, I don't know which one, it's not important to me, why I think he'll choose a woman. And it'll be the first so-called, at least a woman on that side of the debate since Sandra Day O'Connor. She's been gone about, 10 years or so. I got to take a quick break. Happy 4th of July. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.